Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. For some time now, indeed for almost 40 years, the United States has been awaiting a new national ocean policy, a comprehensive framework for governance that would address the rapidly expanding access and exploitation of our inland marine resources and the exclusive maritime economic zone extending to a 200-mile limit. We have been one of the very few major nations without such a framework in place. Hopes were momentarily raised during the Bush administration when two national commissions conducted broad study and analysis of past policy, new research, and changing conditions with regard to offshore energy, fisheries, and climate, among many other relevant issues. Hopes were soon denied as the Bush administration tabled the outcome, covering that decision with appointment of an intergovernmental committee that rarely met and the designation of two large marine protected areas in the Pacific Ocean, a worthy action, but hardly an innovative or aggressive shift in U.S. environmental policy. Finally, President Barack Obama has done the needful, declaring by executive order the adoption of recommendations of the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force and directing designated agencies of the U.S. government to establish a national policy, quote, to ensure the protection, maintenance, and restoration of health of ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes ecosystems, enhance the sustainability of ocean and coastal economies, preserve our maritime heritage, support sustainable uses and access, provide for adaptive management to enhance our understanding of and capacity to respond to climate change and ocean acidification, and coordinated with our national security and foreign policy interests. Unquote. That this action is taken in the context of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill is notable, but nevertheless laudable, as a significant change in ocean management is long, long overdue. The order declares, quote, it is the policy of the United States, 1, to protect, maintain, and restore the health and biological diversity of ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes ecosystems and resources, 2, to improve the resiliency of ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes ecosystems, communities, and economies, 3, to bolster the conservation and sustainable uses of land in ways that will improve the health of ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes ecosystems. 4. To use the best available science and knowledge to inform decisions affecting the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes, and enhance humanity's capacity to understand, respond, and adapt to a changing global environment. 5. To support sustainable, safe, secure, and productive access to and uses of the ocean, our coasts, and Great Lakes. 6. To respect and preserve our nation's maritime heritage, including our social, cultural, recreational, and historical values. 7. To exercise rights and jurisdiction and perform duties in accordance with applicable international law, including respect for and preservation of navigational rights and freedoms, which are essential for the global economy and international peace and security. 8. To increase scientific understanding of ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes ecosystems as part of the global interconnected systems of air, land, ice, and water, including their relationships to humans and their activities. 9. To improve our understanding and awareness of changing environmental conditions, trends, and their causes, and of human activities taking place in ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes waters. And 10. To foster a public understanding of the value of the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes, to build a foundation for improved stewardship. The order goes on to state that the United States shall promote this policy by ensuring a comprehensive and collaborative framework for the stewardship of the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes that facilitates cohesive actions across the federal government as well as participation of state, tribal, and local authorities, regional governance structures, non-governmental organizations, the public, and the private sector, cooperating and exercising leadership at the international level, pursuing the United States' accession to the Law of the Sea Convention, and supporting ocean stewardship, and finally, the order creates a National Ocean Council, led by the Director of the Council on Environmental Quality and the Director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy, both White House officials, and including the secretaries and directors of all major federal agencies and representatives of state, tribal, and local authorities, regional governance structures, non-governmental organizations, the public, and the private sector. The Council is charged with the prompt implementation of the policy already well defined by the earlier work of the commissions and the scientific community. This may seem awkward and complicated. It is. But the problem is pressing and complicated, just as the outcomes will be challenging and complicated. Whatever your opinion of the efficiency or effectiveness of government, it is the existing system we have in place to promote change, and we have in this context dramatically failed heretofore to use it. Thus, this is powerful stuff, and this initiative is cause for optimism. It is a great day for the ocean. We will discuss this issue and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.